debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
I'd love to comb your hair. Your hair is such a mess. Just take off that dress. I'd love to comb your hair.
I don't like my hair neat. I don't like my hair neat.
Just take off your shoes. Just take off your shoes. You've nothing left to lose. Just take off your shoes.
The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet.
What's that sound? I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
What's that sound? I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
I'd like to hold your hand, wearing my brand new gloves. This must be real love, I'd love to hold your hand.
Those gloves don't touch my skin, those gloves don't touch my skin. Those gloves don't touch my skin, those gloves don't touch my skin.
I'd love to do your nails before someone gets hurt. Don't be such a flirt, I'd love to do those nails.
These nails have served me well, these nails have served me well. These nails have served me well, these nails have served me well.
What's that sound? I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
What's that sound? I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
Controlled by your computer, but I think
Nice stuff. That was Marine Girls with the song Marine Girls from their debut album Lazy Ways from, I think, 1981. Tracy Thorn is one of the singers there. You would hear her later on and Everything But the Girl, lots of other places. And I played that in part because it reminds the vocal style, maybe not so much in that song, but reminds me a lot of the vocal style of the previous artist, Mika Chu, who is a new British singer. She is a protege of Herbert, and she plays with a band called The Shapes, and her new album's called Jewelry. And that song we heard was Calculator, a bit of a tribute to, what song was that? Tequila? Or...
Was that Tequila?
I don't know. I know it's familiar. It's one of those surf songs that's around.
Timeless.
Yeah. And at the top there, we heard Shoes by Tiga from Montreal, from his new album, Ciao. And if you haven't seen it yet, there's a fantastic video for it. So go to tiga.ca and just click any part of the window and it'll start playing. And it's fantastic. I've watched it about 5 times in a row last night. This is Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a special guest today.
Hello, people. My name's Darren. I'm a friend of Dunkin' and Dunkin's Donuts. And yeah, I always enjoy the opportunity to come by and hang out on air.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate it, too. Good to see you. So you are a student here at UBC?
I am a student for the next 12 days, and then I will finally be done a law degree, which is going to be
a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a big deal, moving on to other things.
Yeah.
It's kind of bittersweet. I enjoy myself.
Of course.
But, hey, law school is pretty consuming, yeah, as we were just mentioning, and it's going to be nice to be done.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I'm glad that you were able to share one of your last Thursdays with us here.
Second to last Thursday, I'm going to be up here, for who knows how long. I don't know if my next life is going to offer me the opportunity to be up here quite as easily.
Yeah, you can sue UBC or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come up here and serve
I
papers.
I could represent Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, exactly. My
intellectual property concern or something.
Because what could go wrong with a name like Dunkin' Donuts? But it's not all about law school for you, is it? There are other things in your life.
There are the odd... I do take the odd little bit of time out and do other fun, hopefully, things.
And did you recently do a fun thing?
In fact, I did. last Friday, my girlfriend recently turned 30, and she's a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan, and I ended up getting tickets to the show.
That's a great boyfriend.
He did 2 shows.
You did.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey. At the Center for the Performing Arts. And, it's funny. I got the tickets, and they were in row X, and I thought it was going to be a particularly great present, because I thought that meant row 10, but we got there, and the rows are actually lettered, not numbered. So that made it row 24, I guess.
Yeah.
Which was still a pretty good seat.
That's still... I've never been to the Center. Was it a nice place?
It's a great venue, I mean, they have those, I don't know what you call them, orchestra boxes where you can sit. And I think it's probably... I went to see Final Fantasy there once, and I got to sit in one of those because a friend of mine was sort of co-organizing the show. And
right.
That was awesome. I didn't actually get into one of those this time.
Oh, well.
It was a different show than maybe one that you and I would generally go to on a Friday night. Everyone was really well-dressed and really polite. And it was funny because he would sing, and you could hear people cough while he was singing.
Yeah,
which was generally fine because, like I said, it was pretty polite. But then occasionally people would start singing along under their breath. And, you know, if enough people around you started doing that, then it would start to become distracting.
Yeah. So that's the problem with quiet crowds and great acoustics.
Yeah, yeah, it's
start
true.
To hear that kind of thing.
I was getting mad at the boomers who were having kind of like a boomer moment and singing along to the Gordon Lightfoot. It was a good show, though.
He
he's getting up there in age, but he still is. puts on a good show.
That's fantastic. So you brought in some Gordon Lightfoot for us.
I did,
to
yeah.
To.
I'm not, obviously I'm a fan. I'm not a big enough fan to go sort of deep into his catalog and find some sort of rare gem or something. So I figure we play the one hit that I like that he didn't play on Friday, which is Early Morning Rain.
Okay, perfect. Let's listen to that. By the way, like the songs that I brought in, just in case you didn't have, were like Beautiful, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and I'm not saying, so I don't know his catalog.
He played all
I love
those
songs, but I don't know anything.
Classics.
Yeah. Okay, so here is Early Morning Rain by Gordon Lightfoot.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go, but I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly. Yeah, the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain.
Thank you. street. Grind to the grit, get buzzing like peach. Slow coach kids intact the party. Incense sticks and back my party. What a throw, elevate high. Don't need a holiday to celebrate life. A search of earth for long summer nights and shine. I find a light then dynamite. Touch your toes. Scratch the surface. Mama, come here quick. I wanna go the distance. What it do, what it do? Mama, come here quick. Hey! I think we only scratch the surface. Mama, come here quick. I wanna go the distance. What it do, what it do? If you thought you heard this before, dead it. My flow would have you out your head like bad credit. My zodiac sign is Taurus, hard-headed. So go get yours and move like I'm Simon and I said it. Hey, generate papes. Grand analog like analog tapes. Give it to you raw like sushi on plates. And ill lyricist with love that never takes. Touch your toes. Raise your hands. Free your mind. Scratch the surface. Mama, come here quick. I wanna go the distance. What it do, what it do? Mama, come here quick. I think we only scratch the surface. Mama, come here quick. I wanna go the distance. What it do, what it do? Hey.
Didn't they stay here and help me shovel the wall? A sick sense of melody is what I hear when I'm alone, and I love it more than misery, and I love it more than home, and I cry when I'm not with it, even though I've never been. Well, a dope fiend's laugh and say it's too soon. They all go home and listen to the dark side of the moon.
Nice stuff. Very well curated, Darren.
Hey.
Love it.
Some CanCons.
Yeah. That's great.
You know, it's always a little bit intimidating to come in here and play music on Dunkin' Donuts, because you're such a, you have the good taste in the music, or at least you have your finger on the pulse, I'd say.
That's a very generous of you.
That's why the people listening.
Well, I hope so. But no, those were great songs. What did we just hear?
The first song we heard was after the Gordon Lightfoot song, was Grand Analog, Winnipeg hip-hop band. I wanted to send that one out to Catherine, who's a fan of those guys. And right. The most recent song we heard was The Inbreds doing Dope Fiends and Booze Hounds, a classic Rheostatic song. And mm-hmm. Who among us doesn't miss the Rheostatics?
Yeah. You were just lamenting. How long has it been?
You know, I'm a big fan, but again, I'm going to blame the law school and the passage of time during law school. I think it was 2 years ago last March that they broke up, but it might have been a year. I'm pretty sure it was 2 years ago.
Right.
They played their final show, and each of them are still involved in various musical projects, but they're not playing together. I'm hoping maybe someday they'll have some sort of reunion. But
seems inevitable.
Who knows?
It was an amicable.
I think it was an amicable split.
Amicable, yeah.
Maybe even amiable.
My tongue is suddenly heavy. What better time to do my weekly sponsorship announcement?
Hit it.
Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight our friends from across town, CJSF, having their anniversary party with Blackberry Wood, The Trapdoors, and Wintermits. Friday, Gob. Do you remember Gob?
Yeah.
They're playing the Biltmore on Friday night.
Who knew?
With the set and burn Hollywood Burn. With the set and Hollywood Burn. Blah. On Saturday, the early show is Ubiquitous Synergy Seeker. Sign me up. With Krister and Fur-Bearing Animals. I hear they're great. And the late show is Glory Days with Twin Crystals. On Sunday night, Vetiver is playing with Richard Swift and Sun Wizard. And Tuesday night is the hottest hip-hop night in all of town. House Party, featuring all your favorite 90s hip-hop hits. That's at the Biltmore Cabaret, 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out biltmorecabaret.com. All right. Do you know Glass Candy?
I do not.
Have you? They're from Portland. They started off as kind of like this really noisy glam rock band and have sort of shifted into like a disco roller boogie band,
Okay.
Which is, I see a, you can't see it out there, listeners, but there's a puzzled look on Darren's face.
But curious.
And yeah, and the guitarist and producer for them is named Johnny Jewell, and he's kind of done a lot of other acts that have similar sounds, like the Chromatics. And he recently took another talent under his wing by the name of, well, her name is, well, they go by Desire. She's from Montreal. And so we're going to hear a new song by her called Dans Mes Rêves. And then we're going to hear a couple of Glass Candy songs. They're coming to town next Wednesday night. They're playing at Richards on Richards. And so we're going to hear kind of a recent roller boogie-ish song called Ghetto Boys, and then one of their earlier, much more abrasive songs called Brittle Women. And they're playing with Channels 3 and 4, local noisemakers. And so we're going to hear a song of theirs as well. So let's get to it. This is Desire with the song Dans Mes Rêves. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, compare and contrast. Roller Boogie and Noisy Glam Rock. That was Glass Candy from their tour-only kind of demo CD from 2001. And before that, we heard Ghetto Boys from their collection of singles and B-sides and rarities. Before that, we heard Channels 3 and 4 from their self-titled 7-inch, the song Step Step. And before that, Dans Mes Rêves by Desire. Concert listings. Any shows you're going to anytime soon? Now that I put you on the spot before checking with you before.
Sure. As sort of a finished law school celebration, me and my friend James are going to see The Weaker Thans and Constantines on, I believe it's Saturday, May the 2nd. They're also playing the previous night.
Cool.
At the Commodore.
At the Commodore. That's a pretty killer bill.
It's going to be great.
The Rolling Tundra?
Yes.
That, okay.
Unfortunately, I have this problem double booking myself and saying yes to people. I also agreed to run a half marathon the next day, which...
Oh my God.
Before realizing it was the morning after the show and it was a big celebration, so I don't know how crazy I'm going to be able to
How many half marathons have you run?
A big zero.
Okay. So you're going to do your inaugural half marathon run after a night of merriment at the Commodore.
Seems like a good idea, doesn't
bands.
It?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take it easy at the show and hopefully finish the run. That's my goal. I don't need high hopes of finishing it in some great grand time or anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Can I be there? Can you tell me where the finish line is?
Certainly.
I can watch you stagger across hours
not gonna
later.
Be, it's not going to be pretty, folks.
No, I doubt it. Other shows going on soon. Tonight, CJSF is having their birthday party at the Biltmore. Also tonight, the mad drumming and guitar duo that is Boogie Monster are playing with Crystal Swells and Shipyards at Honey. Tomorrow night, Apollo Ghosts are playing with Collapsing Opposites, Search Parties, and Zombie Pistolero. And it's only $5. That's a killer bill. And it's for Mel Lehan's campaign against Gordon Campbell, his NDP... the NDP candidate for West Point Grey is having this a fundraiser. So you should go to that. It'll be a lot of fun. Saturday night, Twin Crystals are at the Biltmore. Black Kids are playing with Mates of State at the Commodore. And Mr. Liff is at Richards on Richards. Wednesday, Glass Candy is at Richards. On the 23rd, Mastodon is playing with Kylesa and Intronaut at the Commodore. And that same night, Attack in Black is at the Biltmore. Later on in the month, Thunder Heist is at the Biltmore with Winter Gloves on the 25th. Fake Shark Real Zombie is playing with The Good News at the Rio on the 25th. Dan Deacon is at Richards on Richards on the 26th. Vivian Girls is at the Biltmore on the 29th with Abe Vigoda. And the next night at the Biltmore, Brastonaut is playing with Obijou and Fine Mist. A couple of other cool shows later in the month. Chain and the Gang are playing with Hive Dwellers and Rose Melberg at Little Mountain on the 30th. And two other shows that night, Mount Erie at St. James Hall with Nick Herkovich and Clues at the Biltmore. That's going to be a crazy night.
I don't know them.
Well, you should know all of them. And
okay.
We're going to play some of them.
Excellent.
Yeah, but that's like my dream night.
All right.
Clues I'm not crazy about, but all those other bands I would travel to see. And a few exciting announcements. No Age are at the Biltmore as a part of Glory Days on June 20th. That's quite a coup for Glory Days. Good for you. That's at the Biltmore. On the 21st and the 22nd of July, Decemberists are at the Vogue. On September 4th, Band of Horses are at the Commodore. And on June 9th, The Field and Juan McLean are at Richards on Richards. So a bunch of cool shows just announced here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. We have been, I can't believe it's already, 20 to 1.
Time flies.
Time flies when you talk as much as I do and don't play music. So we're going to get right back to it. Constantines,
yeah. I was looking for stuff to bring by today, and I didn't even know this existed. And I got this off iTunes last night. It's a new EP by the Constantines. It's some stripped down versions of songs off their most recent album called Kensington Heights, and the EP's called... Too Slow for Love, I believe.
Yeah.
This is
Sorry, I took away your notes. Yeah. Too Slow for Love.
And this is the song Our Age.
Awesome. Thanks. Here we go. Constantines.
I was now up for saying grace. Hung up before
a loving face. Our table set with spinning plates. Only our age between us. You remember in the living, there was no real forgiving. Every age come and bend, wander on our innocence. I was a hungry little one, a prodigal, a rising sun, hung upon my confusion. My age was all that I was. You remember in the living, there was no real forgiving. Every age come and bend, to wander on our innocence. Lessons learned, live longer, make no mistake, urge onward. Lessons learned, live longer, you remember in living, there was no real forgiving. Every age come and bend, to wander on our innocence. It's only our age, it's only our age, it's only our age.
Oh, somewhere up beneath the trees I saved my baby soul. He said I was not that smart, but how's I supposed to know? You never wanted me. You never wanted me. Somewhere up beneath the trees I saved my baby soul. You said I was not that smart, but how's I supposed to know? You never wanted me. You never wanted me.
Sad. somewhere up beneath the trees I saved my baby's soul. You said I was not that smart, but how's I supposed to know?
Is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death. Break out! the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL. 9,000 completed.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That was Department of Eagles, side project of Grizzly Bear. And the song was Teenagers from the album In Ear Park. Before that, we heard Unpronounceable Name. Was that it? Is that the song we heard right before? Yeah, it was. Okay. Chain in the Gang from the new album Down with Liberty, Up with Chains. They're in town on May 30th. You should check them out. And before that, we heard Apollo Ghosts with While You're Up There from the album Hastings Sunrise. So far, my favorite album of the year. It's incredible, folks. It's like $5, $6 at your local record store. Get down there and buy it. Comes with a little certificate for digital download. Amazing. It's a great album. And they're doing a fundraiser this Friday if you're interested. You should go see them. We're just about done here. I'm going to play a song. It's a tribute to my favorite sport, To close things off. But before I do that, thank you, Darren, for coming
out. Thanks a lot for having me, Duncan. This has been a blast, as always.
Thanks and for the songs you brought in. Thanks for the great chit-chat.
When I'll see you on this venue again anyway, but hopefully sometime down the line we'll be able to do it again.
I sure hope so, yeah. No, it's been a blast. And so we're going to close things out today with... first of all, I should announce Mary Alice just about to step up with We All Fall Down. Yeah. Then Robin with Ink Studs, Mary Ev with French Connection, and then what's the cafe show? Oh boy, I'm on top of things today. Cafe Radio, the Persian show from CJSF, who are having their anniversary party tonight, so go to that at the Biltmore. You've been listening to Dunkin's Donuts. The podcast will be up this afternoon. You can find that at citr.ca. I'll also be putting the playlist up at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. So I'm going to close things out with my friend David Barclay's band, The Endless Bummer. He has a song called Baseball in China. It's about the imperialist forces of baseball. I'm not so interested in the imperialism, but I do love baseball.
I was wondering what kind of sport you're
yeah, I love baseball.
Go with. Okay.
Yeah. I love playing softball.
Sure.
I love watching baseball. I've almost lined up a trip to see multiple Major League Baseball games on the East Coast this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really coming together, my life and baseball. So I'm excited. And the season just started, and I keep putting off playing this song because it just doesn't fit in, but I needed to play a baseball song just to...
Endless Bummer's a play on Endless Summer.
Exactly. His whole thing is if he ever opened a surf shop, it would be called the Endless Bummer, because anytime you have to go to a surf shop, it means your board is broken.
Gotcha.
So it's a bummer. Yeah, he's a funny guy, that David Barclay. All right, here it is, Baseball in China. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.
You're a sucker.
Oh, no, that's not... Oh, curses. Here we go. This is that had to happen at some point tonight. All right, today. Okay, here is Endless Bummer with Baseball in China.
First, there was the Shanghai Club in 1863, a colonial masterpiece of ancient history. But when the chairman of the party and the people did agree, there was no baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China. Now the streets may be too crowded, and gloves may cost too much, and hearts and minds may follow racket sports as such. But it has been recognized the intellectual teamwork of the West will now rise, and we'll have baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China.
Jim Lefebvre.
Baseball
the Cleveland Cavaliers. Charles Wang.
Baseball
the New York Islanders. Bud Black.
Baseball
and
China.
A Boeing full of clubs. Shen Wei.
Baseball
the bar
sponsored
CBA. Principles for mutual respect, non-aggression, and free internal affairs. Equality and peaceful coexistence, economic and cultural exchange. So we gave
baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period